Welcome to Ignite Your Future podcast with Ogunlaya Abayomi. On this podcast, you will get the inspiration, insight, and knowledge you need to unlock your inner greatness and build a future better than your past. So get ready. It's time to ignite your future. Happy New Year, family. I'm so excited. It's 2022. I thank God for preserving our lives and allowing us to see another year. My prayer is that this year will be filled with joy, blessing, and good news. I really appreciate everyone who listened to my podcast last year, and I thank you for coming back again this year. I have a lot in store for us this year. This year, believe me, is going to be filled with lots of surprises. But the discussion in today's episode is merely a chart for the year and a guide, you know, to help us structure our year. For most of us, a new year represents a new beginning, a new chapter in our lives. It offers us the opportunity to better ourselves than we did in the previous year. At the beginning of a new year, we are all hopeful, expectant. We set goals and make resolutions. Yet, one of the things that has prevented us from experiencing the newness of life that the new year offers is the failure and success of the previous year. You know, if you keep looking backwards, you will not be able to have a new year, because you can't start the next chapter of your life if you keep rereading the last one. The year 2022 is a blank page in your life's journal. And the secret to a successful year is to make it the best chapter of your life so far. But that can't be possible if you keep looking back. For this year to be a true new beginning, you must gather the courage to wave the past goodbye. To wave last year goodbye. Forgive yourself for the mistakes you made, learn from them, and move forward. Congratulations on the success of the last year, but it's time to prepare yourself for greater success this year. There are some of us who need to let go of some of the associations that poisoned our life, and we need to stop some toxic habits and quickly adopt new ones and set new goals. Some people have lost the ability to dream due to the challenges of last year, but this year offers you the chance to dream again. It is necessary for us to stop doing some old things and start doing some new things in the new year. In order for things to change, you need to change. We cannot be who we need to be, remaining what we are. Make a commitment to yourself that in this new year, you will live your best life. You'll be the best version of yourself. Certainly, it's not going to be easy, but there's something about winners in that they never give up, no matter what. Victory is always possible for the man that refuses to stop fighting. This new year, you must get a new perspective and a new way of looking at your life. You must learn a new way to think before you can master a new way to be. This new year, you must be disciplined. Discipline is the bridge between goals and accomplishment. Brian Tracy wrote, "Self-discipline is the essential quality of character, the ability to withstand the temptation to compromise in any area." Also this year, be very intentional about making good decisions. A good life is a product of good decisions. What your life will look like this year will be determined by the decisions you make. See, this is more than just motivation. It's the principle that guides my life. They are the secrets of the great. This year, my goal is not just to motivate you, but to teach and empower you to act on your dreams and build a future better than your past. To bring guests that will guide us on our journey through life. Hence, if you have not yet subscribed to this podcast, please do so and follow us on social media. My advice for you this year is to take massive action, massive actions, massive actions. What will take you from who you are now to who you want to become is not good intentions alone, but good actions. If destiny is our destination, then action is the transportation. This year, don't just learn to be knowledgeable, but learn so that you can take massive, determined actions. Don't leave your life to chance. Nothing just happens. If it is to be, it is up to you. So remember, I said, for this year to be a true new beginning, you must gather the courage to wave last year goodbye. This year offers you the opportunity to dream again. I said, make a commitment to yourself that in this year, you will live your best life, that you'll be the best you can be. I also said, be very intentional about making good decisions. And no matter how tough the going gets this year, never give up. Never, never give up.
Thanks for spending the time with me. If you were blessed by this episode, I want you to like, share with your loved ones, and leave a comment below. I would love to hear from you. Follow us on Instagram, join our Facebook group, and don't forget to subscribe to the channel.